This is CDM's Grow Podcast, leading children's ministry with purpose. At CDM, our desire is to strengthen your church by connecting you to the people and resources you need to make disciples.
Hi, and welcome to Modeling the Message of the Gospel to Our Littles. I'm Lisa Updike. I'm the Director of Children's Ministries here at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and I'm really excited to be able to spend the next several minutes with you talking about one of my favorite topics, sharing the gospel with our little children. Now, we've set the vision, we've communicated the vision, now we get to implement the vision. Okay, so we're going to do that with our leadership. Model for your volunteers the kind of interactions you would like them to have. Even if your session members will let you come into a session meeting for 15 minutes and give them a training. Yes. Tell them when you see that little child walk in, say, oh, you know what I was thinking this morning? I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Tell your session words that they can say that the kids will go, oh, I know that. So have the session say to those two-year-olds, hey, little Bobby, it's so good to see you. Who made you? Bobby will go, I know that question. And he may be brave enough to say, God, in answer, or he may hide his little face behind mama's skirts, but he's known and recognized that a session member, that some big guy from church loves him and is learning the same things he is, that God is the creator of all. Oh, how great is it that a two-year-old can already know his purpose in life? You know, our teens and our college students are trying to figure out their purpose. Our two- and three-year-olds know, why did God make you in all things? For his own glory. Oh, that they will know their purpose in life from the time they are little. So we're implementing that vision by teaching our members, our session leaders, our older parents, our grandparents, to be able to interact with our little children. Put things in the bulletin, send an email, maybe send a little video training. Here are some things that we're learning in nursery and in early childhood that you can talk about with our children. Implement the vision that our children are part of the covenant community, that they are valued members. Ask the deacons and session members to volunteer. I know, it's kind of mind-blowing, but do you know we are so blessed at Covenant that every single one of our session members has or is serving somewhere in children's ministries? Yes, we want them to be involved, and they do so much already, but don't be afraid to ask them because they are the ones that set the vision for the church, so we want to help them to carry it out. What better way than for them to serve rocking an infant or on the floor with a one-year-old or telling a four-year-old the miracles of Jesus? Now, another way that we implement the vision is in our classroom structure. The older the children get, the more distinct each section is and the more structure we'll have. But it's still, even for the real little ones, important to stick to a schedule. Here's what I suggest. Let's start in our infant nursery. Infant? Yes, even our infants. It's part of our structure that as we get instructions from mommy and daddy, we welcome that infant in, and the first thing we do is we pray. Oh, Jesus, thank you for baby Evelyn. Thank you for placing her in a covenant family and for giving her to our church. So little baby Evelyn and all the other little ones will always hear their name in a prayer from the time they are first coming to the nursery until all the way up through that they hear their name in a prayer. So the first thing in our infant nurseries, we welcome them and we pray. And then we might sing some songs. We might turn on the sermon so that we can hear the sermon and they're bathed in those truths. And then you might have a time where you sing little songs with them. Even as infants, you can sing and rock while they're playing and sing together, Jesus loves me. What if you sang that every single week in nursery to your infants? That might be the very first song they learn. What a beautiful thing. So even in our infants, we're going to have a little bit of structure. Just that tiny bit. Now we're moving up to our walkers. Our walkers will have a little bit more. Still, we're going to welcome them and we're going to pray first thing as we bring them in. Oh, Jesus, thank you that Tommy is here today. Would you work in his life that he might follow you all of the days of his life? So he's heard that prayer. And then yes, they're going to have some playtime because, you know, that's what they're designed to do. So they have a little playtime and then maybe it's snack time and they all sit at their little table or we gather them in a circle and we will sing a couple of songs. Again, something simple like Jesus Loves Me, and you can do the same song every single week. They love repetition. So you'll sing that little song. Will the children get up and wander off? Of course. But will they still see that we're taking this time together? Then even if they're 1.5, begin with that catechism question. Who made you? God. Let them hear that, even if they can't yet say the words. Who made you? God. Then you can say, I'm so glad God made you. What a blessing you are to this church and to your family. So part of our structure, we welcome with prayer. Then we have a little circle time. Will they wander away? Yes. But you keep calling them back. And by the time they're 2 and 3, they know this structure, and so you can make it a little longer. You add your Bible verse, a simple Bible verse. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what rhythm there is to that, too. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. See how simple that is? If they hear that every Sunday for 9 months, they will learn it. And so they'll know, oh, this day is different from all others. This is the day the Lord has made. They wake up in the morning and they can go, this day isn't about me. This is the day the Lord has made. They learn, what do we do with our days? We rejoice. And so you begin to implant those little things even into the hearts of a 2 and 3-year-old. Now, we're at 2s and 3s, so we can add the 2nd and 3rd catechism question. And let's add a Bible story. It can be short, just a short little Bible story. Read it to them. And will they get up and wander away? Yes. And it's okay. So then you've had this little time. They have it every Sunday. They begin to recognize the structure. They know this is different than any other place because here I'm hearing again and again about the God who made all things, the God who made me, and the God who made me for his own glory. Again and again. Now we'll talk more about what happens in the classroom for 4 and 5-year-olds. All right, so as we get up into those 4 and 5-year-olds, those preschool years, we can add a little bit more. Instead of a teeny tiny Bible story, we can give a full lesson. And with that lesson, we're going to include some things like having the children come up and you're going to open your Bible and let them run their fingers over the words from the Bible. They may not be able to read it yet, but we want them to know, look, this Bible is God's word and this story is unlike any other story because it's God's true word to you. And they'll touch that with their fingers. And then, you know, after having the time where you've prayed when they come in, after you have had a few songs, after you have done this Bible lesson, you can include activities that relate to the lesson. So this is where you might have a little craft or a little game that reinforces the lesson. And you don't want to just think that they're going to get that connection for sure. If you are making a craft, you want to say over and over again how that craft connects. We are making tambourines with beans. You know how you take the paper plates and fold them in half and put beans in there and they can shake them, you know, and staple them really well. We are doing this because Miriam praised the Lord. And I want you to remember how God provided for his people and they praised him. Let's praise the Lord. Yes, when God provides for us, we praise him. We're making this tambourine because Miriam praised the Lord and we will praise the Lord. And you say it over and over again. And then when mommy and daddy come, you say, Jonathan, tell mommy and daddy why we made this tambourine. They may go, but they might just say, because Miriam praised the Lord. And if they are not able to articulate it, don't become discouraged, because children have a real hard time synthesizing and expressing things that they've learned. They've still learned it, and the Holy Spirit is faithful to give them exactly what they need at any time. So they're learning, even if they can't always articulate it. But all the better if they can articulate it. All the better if mommy and daddy can understand what that bean tambourine is for, and therefore use it throughout the week at home. Oh, we're praising God because he provided this meal for us. Let's go get the tambourine. And they can, right after dinner, shake their tambourine and praise the Lord. So we're going to add more structure and more activity and less free play as the children get older. Of course, that's no surprise to you. You knew all this already, but I want to encourage you to not give up and to keep instructing. The children are going to naturally gravitate towards free play. Why? Because it takes work to hear from the Lord. But it's good work, and we're training them because they're not the church of tomorrow. They are the church of today. They are part of this covenant community, and we want them to understand and soak up as much of the gospel as they can right now. We want them to learn that Sunday morning, yes, it's fun. Yes, it's exciting. Yes, I'm loved. And yes, it's about God, not all about me. So we're going to train them with more and more God-centered time and less self-centered time so that they can learn Sunday morning is about the Lord, so that they can understand the beauty of the gospel. They can understand they are part of what? Yes, the covenant community.